It's Thursday, March 7, 2024.
Remember the 5th of November.
2024 presidential election nominees are set, and the climate stakes could not be higher.
The extent of the damage here is profound.
Lawsuit blames downed utility pole for record Texas wildfires. Plus,
this is not a pattern that we've ever seen before.
Atlantic Ocean keeps breaking heat records.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Kyrsten Sinema taught everyone a very important lesson, that you can't assume someone's beliefs based on how they dress. She came on the scene like, hey, everyone, look at my pink tutu. You know I'm liberal. And then she walks into the Senate like, drill those orphans for oil.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I know you've got some thoughts on the fallout from Super Tuesday, but before we get there, we got to go back down to Texas.
Yes, we do. Fire crews in the Texas Panhandle are gaining ground against the largest fire in state history, but officials say it will take years to recover from its catastrophic impact. CNN reports that the Texas cattle industry has been decimated, and much of the loss of crops, homes, buildings, and livestock are not covered by insurance. A new lawsuit filed this week by a Texas resident who lost her home alleges that a splintered utility power pole owned by Xcel Energy sparked the Smokehouse Creek fire. If confirmed by investigators, it would be another damning incident of utility companies failing to maintain their equipment, similar to deadly fires in California.
And also failing to bury those lines for safety, right?
Yep. In politics, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley withdrew from the race in the wake of Super Tuesday.
Sad.
Meaning insurrectionist Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee, facing President Joe Biden in the November election. Their differences on everything, but particularly climate, could not be more stark. Donald Trump claims that man-made global warming is a hoax and vows to expand extraction of fossil fuels that cause dangerous man-made climate change, repeal clean air and water laws, and more. President Joe Biden vows to expand his landmark climate policies and legislation that have returned manufacturing to the U.S., cut emissions, made the U.S. a leader in the global clean energy sector, and generated an historic jobs boom.
Wow, sounds bad.
A new analysis published this week calculates that a second Trump presidency would explode U.S. carbon dioxide emissions compared with a second Biden term. Analyzing Trump's stated plans and his pledges to dismantle Biden's climate policies, nonprofit climate data firm Carbon Brief found that a Trump presidency would unleash additional CO2 emissions through 2030, equivalent to the combined annual CO2 output of Europe and Japan, and doom any chance of limiting global warming to the 1.5 degrees Celsius temperature goal under the Paris Agreement.
What the hell are we doing?
That would, quote, negate twice over all of the savings from deploying wind, solar, and other clean technologies over the last 5 years globally. Meanwhile, the consequences of man-made climate change are accelerating. A new study in the journal Nature warns that dozens of cities along the U.S. coastline are sinking at alarming rates, leaving them far more exposed to devastating flooding from rising seas much sooner than previously predicted. It's the first study to combine rising sea levels with measurements of areas that are sinking to show coastal locations most at risk of inundation. The research say large areas, particularly along the eastern seaboard and the Gulf of Mexico, are sinking faster every year due to extraction of groundwater and oil and gas, among other factors. At risk are billions of dollars in critical infrastructure like cities, military installations, and the nation's ports. Finally, right now in the North Atlantic Ocean, sea surface temperatures have been at record warm levels for an entire year now. Literally, each calendar day setting a record high compared to prior years for 365 consecutive days and counting. Meteorologist Brian Norcross explained in an interview with Fox Weather that forecasters are very concerned that record ocean heat will generate very intense hurricanes later this year.
This is not a pattern that we've ever seen before, but the main point of will storms likely form sooner in the season out east of the Caribbean islands? I think that's a probable yes. It's just impossible, really, to tell at this point. But the warm water is certainly not something we want to see.
That was on Fox Weather?
Yes.
Fox News's weather?
Yes.
Well, isn't that interesting? For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. Someone's going to get fired over there. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
So long and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We tried to warn you all, but oh dear. Change.